Well, good morning. It is June 14th, 2022, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today we're going to be continuing to press on through Deuteronomy chapter 19, Psalm 106, Isaiah 46, and Revelation 16. So let's get into the Word. Deuteronomy chapter 19 today. When the Lord thy God hath cut off the nations, whose land the Lord thy God giveth thee, and thou succeedest them, and dwellest in their cities, and in their houses, thou shalt separate three cities for thee in the midst of thy land, which the Lord thy God giveth thee to possess it. And thou shalt prepare thee a way, and divide the coasts of the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee to inherit into three parts, that every slayer may flee thither. And this is the case of the slayer which shall flee thither, that he may live. Whoso killeth his neighbor ignorantly, whom he hateth not in time past, as when a man goeth into the wood, and his neighbor to hew wood, and his hand fetcheth a stroke with the axe to cut down the tree, and the head slippeth from the heave, and lighteth upon his neighbor, that he die, he shall flee unto one of those cities and live, lest the avenger of blood pursue the slayer while his heart is hot, and overtake him, because the way is long, and slay him, whereas he was not worthy of death, inasmuch as he hated him not in the past. And wherefore I command thee, saying, thou shalt separate thee three cities for thee, and if the Lord thy God enlarge thy coast, as he hath sworn unto thy fathers, and give thee all the land which he promised to give unto thy fathers, and if thou shalt keep all these commandments to do them which I command thee this day, to love the Lord thy God and to walk in his ways, then thou shalt add three cities more for thee beside these three, that innocent blood be not shed in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee for an inheritance, and so blood be upon it. But if any man hate his neighbor, and lie in wait for him, and rise up against him, and smite him mortally, that he die, and fleeth into one of these cities, then the elders of the city shall send and fetch him thence, and deliver him into the hand of the avenger of blood, that he may die. Thine eye shall not pity him, but thou shalt put away the guilt of the innocent blood from Israel, that it may go well with thee. And thou shalt not remove thy neighbor's landmark, which they of old time have set in thine inheritance, which thou shalt inherit in the hand, in the land that the Lord thy God giveth thee to possess it. One witness shall not rise up against a man for any iniquity, or for any sin, in any sin that he sinneth, at the mouth of two or three witnesses, or in the mouth of three witnesses, shall the matter be established. If a false witness rise up against any man to testify against him that which is wrong, then both the men between whom the controversy is shall stand before the Lord, before the priests and the judges, which shall be in those days. And the judges shall make diligent inquisition. And behold, if the witness be a false witness, and hath testified falsely against his brother, then shall ye do unto him as he hath done, as he hath thought to have done unto his brother. So thou shalt put the evil away from among you. And those which remain shall hear and fear, and shall henceforth commit no more any such evil among you. And then I shall not pity, but life shall go for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot. That was Deuteronomy chapter 19. Let's move on over to the Psalms. Psalm 106 today. Psalm 106. Praise ye the Lord. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? Who can show forth all of his praise? Blessed are they that keep judgment, and he that doeth righteousness at all times. Remember me, O Lord, with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. O visit me with thy salvation, that I may see the good of thy chosen, that I may rejoice in the gladness of thy nation, that I may glory with thine inheritance. We have sinned with our fathers. We have committed iniquity. We have done wickedly. Our fathers understood not thy wonders in Egypt. They remembered not the multitude of thy mercies, but provoked him at the sea, even at the Red Sea. Nevertheless, he saved them for his name's sake, that he might make his mighty power to be known. He rebuked the Red Sea also, and it was dried up, so he led them through the depths as through the wilderness. Then he saved them from the hand of him that hateth them, and redeemed them from the hand of the enemy. And the waters covered their enemies, and there was not one of them left. Then believed they his words, and they sang his praises. They soon forgot his works, and they waited not for his counsel, but lusted exceedingly in the wilderness, and tempted God in the desert. And he gave them their request, but sent leanness into their souls. And they envied Moses also in the camp, and Aaron the saint of the Lord. And the earth opened and swallowed up Dotham, and covered up the company of Abiram. And a fire was kindled in their company, the flames burned up the wicked. And they made a calf at Horeb and worshipped a molten image. And thus they changed their glory into the similitude of an ox that eateth grass. They forgot God, their Savior, which had done great things in Egypt, wondrous works in the land of Ham, and terrible things by the Red Sea. And therefore he said that he would destroy them, had not Moses, his chosen, stood before him in the breach, to turn away his wrath, lest he should destroy them. And yea, they despised the pleasant land, and they believed not his word, but murmured in their tents, and hearkened not unto the voice of the Lord. And therefore he lifted up his hand against them, to overthrow them in the wilderness, to overthrow their seed also among the nations, and to scatter them in the lands. They joined themselves also to Baal Peor, and ate the sacrifices of the dead. And thus they provoked him to anger with their inventions, and the plague brake in upon them. Then stood up Phinehas, and executed judgment, and so the plague was stayed. And that was counted unto him for righteousness unto the generation forevermore. And they angered him also at the waters of strife, so that it went ill with Moses for their sake, because they provoked his spirit, and so that he spake unadvisedly with his lips. And they did not destroy the nations concerning whom the Lord commanded them, but were mingled among the heathen, and learned their works. And they served their idols, which were a snare unto them. And yea, they sacrificed their sons and their daughters unto devils, and shed innocent blood, even the blood of their sons and their daughters, whom they sacrificed unto the idols of Canaan. And the land was polluted with blood. And thus were they defiled with their own works, and went a-whoring with their own inventions. And therefore was the wrath of the Lord kindled against his people, insomuch that he abhorred his own inheritance, and he gave them into the hand of the heathen, and they hated them that ruled over them. And their enemies also oppressed them, and they were brought into the subjection under their hand. Many times did he deliver them, but they provoked him with their counsel, and were brought low for their iniquity. Nevertheless, he regarded their affliction when he heard their cry, and he remembered for them his covenant, and repented according to the multitude of his mercies. And he made them also to be pitied of all those that carried their captives. Save us, O Lord our God, and gather us from among the heathen, to give thanks unto thy holy name, and to triumph in thy praise. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. And let all the people say, Amen. Praise ye the Lord. That was Psalm 106. Let's move on over to Isaiah 46. Isaiah chapter 46 today. Isaiah 46, Bel boweth down, Nebo stoopeth, and their idols were upon the beasts and upon the cattle. Your carriages were heavy loaden, they are a burden to the weary beasts. They stoop, they bow down together. They could not deliver the burden, but themselves are gone into captivity. Hearken unto me, O house of Jacob, and all the remnant of the house of Israel, which are born by me from the belly, which are carried from the womb. And even to your old age I am he, and even to hoar hairs will I carry you. I have made, and I will bear, even I will carry, and will deliver you. To whom will you liken me, and make me equal, and compare me, that you may be like? They lavish gold out of the bag, and weigh silver in the balance, and hire a goldsmith, and he maketh it a god, and they fall down, yea, they worship him. They bear him upon the shoulders, and they carry him, and set him in place, and he standeth from his place, and shall he not be removed? Yea, one shall cry unto him, and yet can he not answer, nor save him out of the trouble. Remember this, and show yourselves men. Bring it again to mind, O you transgressors. Remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning, and from the ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, My counsel shall stand, and I will do all of my pleasure. Calling a ravenous bird from the east, the man that executed my counsel from a far country, yea, I have spoken it. I will also pass it, bring it to pass, and I have purposed it, and I will also do it. Hearken unto me, ye stout-hearted, that are far from the righteousness. I bring near my righteousness, and it shall not be far off, and my salvation shall not tarry. And I will place salvation in Zion for Israel my glory. That was Isaiah chapter 46. Let's move on over to our final reading today in Revelation chapter 14. Revelation 16. Getting my dates mixed up. Today's the 14th. We're reading from the 16th. But Revelation 16. And I heard a great voice out of the temple saying to the seven angels, Go your way and pour out the vials of the wrath of God upon the earth. And the first went and poured out his vial upon the earth. And there fell a noisome and grievous sore upon men which had the mark of the beast and upon them which worshipped his image. And the second angel poured out his vial upon the sea, and it became as the blood of a dead man, and every living soul died in the sea. And the third angel poured out his vial on the rivers and fountains of water, and they became blood. And I heard the angel of the waters say, Thou art righteous, O Lord, which art and wast and shalt be, because thou hast judged us. For they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and thou hast given them blood to drink, for they are worthy. And I heard another out of the altar saying, Even so, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are thy judgments. And the fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun, and power was given unto him to scorch men with fire. And the men were scorched with great heat, and blasphemed the name of God, which hath power over these plagues. And they repented not to give him glory. And the fifth angel poured out his vial upon the seat of the beast, and then his kingdom was full of darkness, and they gnawed their tongues for pain, and blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores, and repented not of their deeds. And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the water thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. Then I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet, for they are the spirits of the devil, working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. And behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked, and they see his shame. And he gathered them together in a place called in the Hebrew tongue Armageddon. And the seventh angel poured out his vial into the air. And there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne, saying, It is done. And there were voices and thunders and lightnings. And there was a great earthquake, such as was not since men were upon the earth, so mighty and an earthquake and so great. And the great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell. And great Babylon came in remembrance before God to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. And every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. And there fell upon men a great hail out of heaven, every stone about the weight of a talent. And men blasphemed God because of the plague of the hail, for the plague thereof was exceedingly great. Amen. That was our reading today for June 14th, 2022. Make sure if you haven't done so to leave a reaction to this video, leave a comment so that I can mark it all down. And I know you guys are doing really, really well, and it's been a blessing to me to be able to join you each and every single day. And so actually, in just a couple of short days, we're going to be done with the entirety of the New Testament the first time. We're going to read through the New Testament twice this year, read through the Psalms twice, actually, but we'll have read the entire New Testament as of the 21st. The 21st, June 21st, we'll be done with the New Testament. So that's an awesome thing. But anyways, thank you guys so much for joining me. Let's start our day with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for just your goodness and your grace to us, Lord, in giving us your word to be able to read and to be able to understand. And Lord, I pray, God, that as we read through this, God, that we would just see that redemptive plan that you have planned since the very beginning. God, that you are sovereign, that you're on the throne, that there is not one thing that happens in this life that goes unnoticed or unplanned by you. And Lord, because of that, Lord, we lean upon your grace and your good character, because you're not just sovereign, but you are a good God. You're gracious and you are loving and you're kind. And you have displayed that in no greater way than the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, it is him that we want to get all of the glory today. I pray that Christ would be seen through us. Lord, that we would share the gospel with others, Lord, that we would live for him in our actions and our attitudes, Lord, starting with myself. And so, Lord, I just thank you so much for my brothers and sisters. Pray for your blessing upon their day. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a good one, everybody. See you later.